This is Aziz. I'm 67 years old, and I've been here for, actually this year will be my 40th year in Lamotte Park. Yeah, I come here in 85. Then in 86, actually I come right here in Brockman Gallery, trying to bring my artwork for them to put it in the gallery, and they say no. They consign it only, and I say, can you pay half? They say no, consign only. I say, can you frame them? They say no, consign only. Then I say, you know what, I can do something else. Then, you know, ever since I come in Lamotte, they was Fifth Street Dick, they was Billy Higgins, they was Seeker and Shaka, they was just opening the store. And I didn't even live around here. I live in Pasadena. But I was here every single day ever since. Milan was almost maybe 6, 7, something like that. But anyway, you know, I made Lamotte Park home for the last 40 years. I do, you know, it's not like my revenue doesn't come from Lamotte Park. I bring things, I get my revenue somewhere else, and I contribute in Lamotte Park. Now, you know, 20 years ago, 20 years, 40 years past, now I have maybe the biggest school in this district. I have like every month over 500 kids I teach, and Zoom, I have a gallery. It's a local, for local artists only. If you, that's fine. Yeah, if the gallery is not for somebody who is not from Lamotte Park, you know, from LA. If you're from LA, you welcome to my gallery. Basically, it's local artists. Dead artists don't need money, and we're trying to create a legacy. I have two spots. One is in Crenshaw. That's the Aziz project. When artists have difficulty, that will be a place they can go crash. They can go there, do their artwork. They don't have to pay anything. There is nothing for sale. Then, you know, I've been here 5 years in this gallery location. Used to be John Singleton's studio. And, you know, when I was packing up his stuff after his, you know, when he passed, then I just decided to turn it to a gallery. Lamotte Park, you know, is like a blank page, and everything is possible. It's a little bit hard now. It's not easy. You know, it's not like if that was just money, I would not be in Lamotte Park. I for the last 5 years, I spent almost $500,000 of my money, no grant, no anything, right in this neighborhood. But anyway, these are some, but the payback is the young generation who's here are more savvy than where, you know, we were like artists. That's it. We don't know nothing about no internet or none of that kind of thing. But the young one, at least I'm glad they benefiting something we couldn't have, something we couldn't, you know, buy the property. You know, even we did have the money, but we didn't have that mindset to buy it. But now the young one who are here, that's their, you know, they're trying to create a legacy. You know, they're not trying to create a legacy, but they are continuing a legacy. You know, everything is set for them to do. I think the only things to do is to not to be in their way and just to push them forward. Anyway, okay. But now, if I don't know you and you're in Lamotte Park, that's mean you're new. That's what it is. I've been here 40 years, and, you know, I like everybody. The only things I do every day, I make sure I contribute to somebody's progress. That's my daily things I do. Actually, right now, today, maybe to clog the calendar, we have a woman formerly in prison who's going to be having an exhibit in my gallery, the 14th, today, and what is this year we are, 2025, in April, something like that.
How are you?
Then, good. But this is a wonderful project. Everybody can contribute by putting a little brick. So you don't have to fix the whole thing. Just fix the front of your place, then the whole place will be clean. Then this is something I will support. We love Lamert. Okay.
Thank you. You can hang up. Appreciate it.
This is a Pacific Band.